I longed to see my youngest son's eyes for days after he was born. If I would hold him, he'd go right to sleep every single time. He'd stay awake for my husband, but not for me. I would wait as he slept and then hold him once he woke up, only to have him go right back to sleep again. It became a joke between my husband and I. Finally, I resorted to peering over my husband's shoulder while he held our baby, just so I could see his eyes. Babies can't do much. Apparently, some can't even keep their eyes open. Newborns don't have skills. Most of their capabilities are involuntary reflexes or reactions. Babies require total care. At Christmas time, we celebrate the Son of God being born as a human baby. We talk about it every year to the point that it becomes cliché. Let's take a moment to breathe some life into this truth. How far would you go to save someone? Would you be willing to become an infant? Think about what that would entail. No more coffee or favorite treats. You would relinquish your ability to eat or drink whatever you wanted when you wanted. Say goodbye to your favorite clothing, styles, and hair. You would no longer dress yourself or have any input on your clothing. Your vocabulary would be reduced to zero. All communication would be performed through raw vocalization of some sort. Your motor skills would be lost. You would not only need to learn how to walk again, but first you would crawl, roll over, and even hold your head up. You would also lose any respect or authority you have gained. It would no longer be recognized. You would be back at the bottom of the totem pole. Even what you know and understand would be erased. You would need to build vocabulary, skills, knowledge, and authority. Think of any of your favorite things or aspects in life. They would be gone. The more and more I dove into this line of thought, the scarier and more intimidating it became. Now consider this not from a human perspective, but from the divine, the God of the universe, creator of all things. For example, the creator of gravity submitted to it. Our God is so confident, so secure, he could choose to let go. Jesus willingly let go of his abilities, rights, and authority. Our God is supreme in his humility. He is meek. Meek does not mean weak. The word means to be humble while under affliction or having integrity in times of trial. It is a quiet strength while submitting to suffering. Isaiah 61, verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor," which means humble. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners." Jesus humbled himself and became poor in order to share the good news among the poor in spirit. He became brokenhearted to bind those with broken hearts. He became captive in human flesh to set humanity free. Jesus submitted to chains to set the prisoners free. Praise be to our God who laid down his rights, humbling himself in order to save the lost. Our God is supremely humble and calls us into humility with him. This Christmas season, let us discover and savor the strength and Christ's sacrifice in humility. See the end of the post for several verses about humility. You might be surprised with what you find.